Yeah, look, it's what everybody's inspires to Oisin is to go through the carries and go through the process and taking teams through to under-20s, how that looked and how that shaped. I know it's taken different routes in different counties over the year, but I'm delighted to get working with this current group that I have worked with, both at the current under-20s since they were 15 years age and the under-19s. Since they were minor levels, so it's nice to get back work with them, because there's a good pool of talent there, and with that progression to the under-20s, I'm delighted to be appointed.
Yeah, it's a difficult year to be an inter-county manager, because it's not a case that you can now get a group of players together this weekend on a pitch, Gary. It's the total opposite to that. So in these early days of your appointment, how are you going to deal with that?
Yeah, it's a difficult year for everybody in society, and no matter what challenges. So that's our challenge to working at. We all learned about this remote way of living, this remote way of working. And of course, we have to adapt to that as well in relation to our conditioning and our fitness work. And we have to look and pull in plans together. And we're currently working on that to get that in place for the remote work.
Yeah, and how do you go about recruiting players then for this? Because obviously there's nothing like trials and stuff, Gary. It's done in a different way.
Yeah, that's something that we're going to focus on as a management team, and we're going to pull ourselves together this week, Oisin, and see what's the best formats to deal with that. We have a number of players that have been through the academy, so we're well familiar with the players that's involved, but I'm also very cautious of the players that, using the word of being developed late, and will offer a lot to the squad. So we're very much open to that. We've watched a lot of football last year. My backroom team has played games and attended matches too, so we're well averse of what's out there at the minute too, and also I have a very open door policy when it comes to teams. So I'm open to talk and to work with any clubs or any coaches that they feel that they could have players that would make a cut.
Yeah, you mentioned your management team there. How important is it to have somebody like Eamon McGee and Leo McLoone on board, given that they have done everything there is to do, be it in club football or county level with Donegal?
Yeah, look, the two men come with a bit of gravitas to the setup. They've been through the process. They know what it's like in development squads. They know what needs to be done right, but equally they know what the things that are done wrong as well that we can address. So it's having Eamon and Leo in there, it's a massive plus for Donegal. It's a massive plus for our setup. And I think it's the right way to go forward, to bring people that have been over the line and dealt with situations in pressure situations, and to see how that pans out. So I'm looking forward and working with both of them. They, as I said, they come with that energy and they're passionate Donegal people. So when you have that on board, you know, it only could mean good things for us.
Yeah. Will you be making further additions to your management team, or do you have the core of it sorted now at this stage, Gary?
Yeah, look, we have a core of it almost sorted too. I'm reaching into some of the people that went through the academies with me as well. I like Damien McIntyre there from the Padraig. Like, he brings a lot to the table and around the logistics setup, and he would add to that. We're currently working with Carl Lacey and Aaron Kyle, the game development manager, and putting other personnel in place so that we can get the maximum out of this group of players. The way Donegal is to go forward is putting that structure in place and having two experienced and well professional people like Carl Lacey and Aaron Kyle. They know the work, they know the structure. Both of them have been involved in senior setups and underage setups and how it fits and how it works. And that's very important to link all that up. And when you have people of that caliber linking that up, they're there to support us, and we're definitely going to tap into every resource that they could bring to the table.
Yeah, has this been a good move by Donegal GAA to appoint these two guys and have a real firm structure now in place, Gary, in your eyes?
Without a question of a doubt, so there's no doubt in my mind, it is the right way. It's a way to go forward in this day and age. We have a great centre of excellence up there now, and that, I think, was a great piece of the jigsaw to add somebody of Carl Lacey's calibre to come on to support the academies right away through.
Yeah, and obviously with the age profile of these guys, there's going to be a link as well with the senior setup, is there?
Yeah, look at where this is the next step for these to make and to see what it's like to make it up to the levels of seniors. And we're hoping to put all the structure in place that they're ready to make a smooth transition. We've seen it in the past that it may take a 24, 25-year-old before they break in. And if we can work on all the elements that's provided for us so we can make the transition earlier, and we could develop the players earlier within line and what's required to seniors. So we're going to tap into a lot of links with both teams, and myself and Declan hopefully will be working closely on this project, so it will benefit Donegal going forward in the coming years. And my goal is aimly is to transition as many players as possible to senior level.
Yeah, is that the main goal? Does that override winning a provincial championship at under 20 as the target to get men through to senior rather than silverware?
No, look, it's an interesting question. Everybody wants silverware, and there's no question about that, Oisin, and I'm not going to come on here and deny that I do want silverware. Yes, we all want silverware, but also we have to look at the process at hand, and the process at hand is to get them through to senior. And if we can get silverware along the way, it is definitely welcome. And it's not by no way means put on the back foot.
Yeah. I know at the start we were talking about it being a funny scenario and trying to get players together given the restraints that are there at the moment. We still don't have any football, Gary. And obviously you're like everybody else. You're sort of out in the cold at the minute as to when football would return. When are you hoping that'll be back? Because you need to get guys in the pitch real soon.
Yeah, it's crystal ball stuff at the minute. We all do know it's changing week by week, and it's really a decision when the government makes decision, the GA to follow suit, and that's what we know at the minute. We are just going to try to put our best foot forward remotely, and how, and we're coming together this week, like I said, to do that. And as soon as we get to the pitch, it's going to be welcome for clubs, it's going to be welcome for inter-county, it's welcome for everybody to get some normality back into the lives, and it can't come quick enough in my own personal view.
Yeah. Are you confident then that there will be some sort of football for under 20s this year? Given that went on for the past 12 months, if there's another setback at all, there could be certain competitions knocked in the head. But are you now the county manager confident there will be some sort of football for a group of players in the county at this age group this year?
I think so. And it's important that this age group do get football because they are a development group. They're really, really important. It's the next transition from underage to senior, and to make a senior pathway. And I think the GA recognises that, and I think they accept that. So it's important that they do get competition like underage. They're equally important, and for the well-being of everything, if it doesn't happen, the GA can lose out. So I do think there's a good will out there to make it happen, and provided the vaccinations keep rolling out and we keep working on our numbers around the virus to drop, I can't see no reason why they can't be, Oisin.
Just moving away from the county stuff, Gary, fine. I'm going to touch on club. As we know this week, the CPA have disbanded. They've decided to dissolve the association because they now feel that they've got the club structure to a certain level within the GAA that's going to benefit the thousands of club players in the country. As a club manager with Buncrana, Burt and Steelstown, do you agree with what the CPA are saying now, that the calendars is now in a better form for club players with the split season?
Yeah, look, it looks that way, and it's going to be a welcome use for any club teams that, you know, you get your best players playing. I think it's something that will run a course, and then people will review it after 2 or 3 years' time. Is it working? To me, I'm welcoming and I'm for it. I think the separate club and county, it cuts out a lot of aggro, it builds up relationships, it keeps clubs and counties together. At Donegal, I don't think we had much of a problem. There always were goodwill from all our clubs to support our county teams. Other counties, maybe not as much so. But it's a good move for, you want your best players playing for the club. And when they're tied up with county, you know, it makes things difficult because we all started off the clubs, we all come through, and our clubs should be always at the fore if any decision be made. So I welcome the use of that it's been a split season next year, and the CPA feel that they've done a job, and they've done a job well. So look, time will tell, and I'm sure a bit of reflection, evaluation over the next 2-3 years to see how well it worked. And if you can even use last year, there's somewhat of a so-called split season because of the pandemic. It shows you the crowds were coming to the game, they were scrambling for tickets and what have you, and the online viewing, that they were getting huge attendance watching inter games. So it will give that club a wee bit more meaningful and competitions, and great to see local people going to come out to support their teams, and I think they'll do that in a split season.
Yeah. Okay, Gary, listen, thanks for talking to us so early following your appointment as Donegal under 20 manager. I know you've got a lot of stuff to sort out now in the coming days and weeks, but we wish you all the best with your appointment, and hopefully we'll get football back in the pitch real soon.
Romila Maybell.